from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You forgot my last name, Limits.
I didn't forget. That was letting the voice guy say it.
Oh. I'm depressed.
You know what? Me too.
Did I depress you when I came in?
No, I've been depressed for a couple of days now.
Over what? A wiffle ball incident you mentioned?
We're not going to talk about that.
When you called me the other day and said something was wrong, I'm like, all right, this is concerning. And then it turned out to be a wiffle ball thing.
When was that? Friday?
No, that was this. What day is this? Tuesday.
This was Tuesday.
That was like Sunday or Monday. You had grave concern in your voice, like you really had to tell me that something had gone bad in your life, and then I became alarmed, and then you said it's a wiffle ball thing that I can't talk about.
I think it was Saturday, because okay. I know it was not Sunday.
Well, the day's not important,
no,
really,
it's not.
In the end. It's how are you, and why the grave importance of wiffle ball in your life? I've never seen this.
Because I run it. It takes up a large portion of my life.
Did you lose an important game or one of your players defected?
One of my players defected? Where did he go?
Overseas
to another league?
Maybe out of Baldwin. Can you still play for Baldwin if you're not in Baldwin?
You can, yes. There are some people from TJ who play. There are some people from... There's a North Allegheny guy that plays. There's a Fox Chapel guy that plays. There's some Keystone Oaks people who play. People who know you and speak very highly of Mr. Starkey.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Paul's not here. Did you notice?
I did. Sometimes it takes until the start of the show at 10:02 or 10:04 to realize if Paul's coming or not.
Right. Usually 10:05 is the cutoff, but I'm convinced it ain't happening today.
I'm depressed that Paul's not here.
I'm mildly depressed as well. He came bearing gifts yesterday, including a Josh Allen autographed hat.
That's what I heard.
Because of his, you know, somebody dates Mitch Trubisky's
His daughter
brother.
Dates Mitch Trubisky's brother. I didn't know that was
and
public knowledge.
And then I
knowledge.
Insulted Mitch Trubisky, which I felt horrible about, right after I got the free hat with the autograph
And he's
on
the
it.
One that got you the hat.
I know.
He's the one that said, Josh, could you sign this for a good
Trubisky,
a friend of mine?
He does seem like a wonderful man. Listen. Before we get into Steelers angst, and I'm doing this spur of the moment, I realize this, and we've overplayed this, but I think it puts me in a good mood, and it puts everybody in a good mood. I think this will lift my mood. I was up late last night, and I notice as I get older, and this has been going on a while, if I don't sleep good, everything's off the next day. I'm highly irritable, mildly depressed, angry, usually, hungry. Hungrier than usual, craving sweets. So let's try to turn this around by playing Pony, calling into Pomp as George in Washington. I mean, I'm still not over this. I thought I was good at this. I invented the medium of calling Pompeiani's show as another person, and Pony just took it to another level. The fact that after all Bob and I had been through, that they took a call as George in Washington. Forget about everything else that happened afterward. They took the call. And then it was clearly Pony, although he did a wonderful old man impression. The fact that Bob let it go on, and I think Bob even would have let it go past the wooden teeth. I'm convinced of that. Are you?
I'm surprised that he did. I mean, the wooden teeth thing was the clearest giveaway that this is somebody trying to prank you. And Bob even said, oh, okay.
I think Pony could have kept talking after putting in his fake wooden teeth as George in blanking Washington. Come on, Bob. Let's hear it.
Hey, let's get right to it. George in Washington. First up tonight. Hey, George.
Bob, in 1923, Charlie Grimm had a 30-game hitting streak for the Pirates. Do you think that Brian Reynolds is going to break that record?
Well, the way he's swinging the bat now, yes, I expect that to continue, although it gets harder as the days go on.
Bob, I remember Charlie Grimm. He played with Pi Trainer. Hold on, let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better. Bob, what are you doing taking George in Washington? It's Pony.
I know.
How are
you
falling for this again?
I mean, Bob even goes,
it worked again.
Okay, the wooden teeth. Okay.
I think Bob was on to something was amiss, but he still wasn't on to the fact that it was Pony.
No, he had no idea. Absolutely no clue.
That worked. That's like a magic elixir.
He was probably thinking, so what? Which of Joe's cousins or brother is on the phone
exactly.
right now trying to prank me?
That is a magic mood elixir. That just works like a charm. I feel a little happier. And yet I'm still depressed over the Steelers. And I feel like the vibe is not good going into this season. I really do, and that's based anecdotally just on talking to people when I see them, like we did yesterday at Acrisure Stadium. It's based on a little Twitter poll I put out today. These things aren't scientific. I understand that, but it's, you know, as someone who's living their life in sports and who relates to people all the time, either via this show or, you know, amongst friends or out in public, whatever, it just doesn't feel like people are optimistic. Here's the question. Here's the question I have for you as a Steeler fan. And I'd love to get a discussion going today. Even if Jackass Tony is out there. If you want to call in, please, let's have a conversation. Let's bury the hatchet, Jackass Tony. Here's the question. Despite all the changes, some of them unbelievably dramatic, like mind-blowing, that they completely annexed their quarterback room and brought in not just Russell Wilson and not just Justin Fields, but both of them, for whatever you think of them. They're both here. They had another draft that people were absolutely wild about. They brought in Patrick Queen as sort of a headliner type of guy. There's been dramatic change, but I ask you this. Are they still nothing more than, at best, a fringe playoff team with no serious Super Bowl hope? Is that what they still are? That's what the football world thinks of them. There's no question about that. That's what Vegas thinks of them as well. There's nobody who thinks that the Steelers are going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, at least not that I've seen. More to the point, nobody really thinks they have much of a shot at that. The much better bet is that they'll be 8-8 going into the final game, and they'll play the Bengals, and they'll get another game, as they often do in the division, where they don't face the other team's starting quarterback. They'll win that game. They'll go 9-8. They'll be tied with three other teams. They might make the playoffs and lose. They might miss the playoffs but still be 9-8. And then we can all across the country praise the head coach for extending his non-losing streak. I mean, that's just the feel of it. You know a lot of people, city limits. You talk sports all the time. You're becoming a celebrity in this town. And your Pirates hat is unbelievable today. It's the old Pillbox 79 hat.
Callis already complimented me for it. That's one of the good things that started off my day today.
Then why were you depressed? Because of me. I know.
Yeah. Sometimes the silver linings.
What do you sense? And I want people out there to talk to me, please. 412-928-9370. I'm a man plagued with chronic, there's a name for it, chronic low-level dissatisfaction. And I think that everybody has it now when it comes to the Steelers. That's what I have. It's been identified by a therapist. I have chronic low-level dissatisfaction. And I think you do too. And for good reason. I mean, how many years is this gonna happen? Is it gonna change this year? Is there really a belief that this is gonna change? Maybe it will. I don't know. Maybe by midway through the season, this offensive line will have come together. The young guys will have grown up a bit. They'll be pounding people with Warren and Harris, and Russell Wilson will be playing well. Look, I wanted them to get Russell Wilson. And I'm convinced, by the way, that defensively, as always, there's going to be a couple of absolutely destructive performances this season. The problem is they're never healthy enough or deep enough to deliver those consistently. They're going to have a couple because they have tons of talent, frontline talent on that defense. They're going to deliver some. They do every year. But what's it going to look like in the middle of the season? What's it going to look like late in the season? Is it realistic that Cam Hayward is going to play 17 games or 15 games at a high level? What about Ogunjobi? Is he going to play a bunch of games at a high level consistently? Where's the depth up front defensively? There seems to be questions at corner as well, depth-wise. They've drafted left tackles on offense in consecutive years, including trading up in the first round 1 year to get one. And neither one of these guys plays left tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers. As the headline on my Post-Gazette mailbag says today, is the con artist's greatest trick making left tackles disappear? Limits? He's been amazing at that. They draft him as a left tackle, and then they're not left tackles anymore.
Well,
watch me saw the left tackle in half. Watch me pull a left tackle out of my hat and make him a right tackle. What is happening here?
Dan Moore seemingly disappears whenever an edge rusher is coming towards the quarterback, so that's one. Broderick Jones seemingly can't play left tackle because the invisible man is still at left tackle, and Troy Faltanu gets hurt. I don't sense that. There is this huge bit of excitement kind of echoing what you're saying for this season. There was a ton of excitement, I think, more in the offseason when Russell Wilson was acquired, when Justin Fields was acquired, than there is right now.
That just, yes, it feels
odd.
Like the vibe out there right now. And maybe it's an overreaction. It's the reverse overreaction of last preseason.
Well, and I think a big part of that is when you have a huge question mark at the most important position on the field.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing. Because 2 years ago, you had the hope of Kenny Pickett, and maybe Mitch Trubisky is going to start, but Trubisky is eventually going to be unseated by Pickett. Last year, everybody was fools in the fool's gold that was the preseason.
Yeah.
And this is not happening this year. Where
this is fool's coal this year. We got coal in the stocking. Mason Cole is in our stocking.
The guys who were supposed to be so exciting this year have flopped in the preseason game so far. And again, we don't want to overvalue the preseason because
of what we did last year. I'm not going to do a Dan Orlovsky here and, you know, rip Russell Wilson. He just played the other day after missing most of training camp and not having any action in how long. Having said that, And being, you know, a card-carrying member of the Russell Wilson fan club, maybe even the president, it's no better than a 50-50 proposition that he's going to be good, let alone great. I never claimed that. I just claimed they needed something other than Kenny Pickett, for God's sakes, and that Russell Wilson was a seemed like a pretty good available option. But we haven't even begun to list the problems. What about the injury situation here and how that's going to carve into their depth? Everybody named Wilson has been hurt at one point or another. Two of them still are. The quarterback, for some reason, got involved with a blocking sled. Was that part of the theme of we're the big bad Steelers out here to hit and tackle during August to prove how tough we are and then not convert fourth and ones and fourth and twos in actual games? You got that? You got Nate Herbig, multiple months. Broderick Jones is clearly having an issue with that right elbow, right arm, whatever it is. Never a good sign when a guy gets thrown around by Greg Rousseau. He had 5 sacks last year, just thrown around, tossed around, like a small child. And then his first words to the media when they want to talk to him after the game was, I have to see the doctor. Call me crazy, but I think something's wrong with Broderick Jones. Fatanu, out. Warren, out. I mean, the list just goes on here. That's contributing to the vibe. And as I said yesterday at the top of the show, at some point, I just think you have to be smart with your players, certain ones. This offense revolves around two guys. Well, Pickens too, but really two guys, and that's Warren and Najee. That's where your offense begins, especially if you're the big, bad, tough, physical, we tackle in training camp Steelers, right? And I think, based on both of those players' histories, that we know that they're going to sacrifice their bodies on every snap for 4 months and 17 games, Najee and Jalen. Why would you ask them to do it in multiple games in August? Maybe I'm the only one saying that. I don't know. I think it's nuts. And now you don't have him. Looks like maybe for the opener. And I still think he has star potential, Jalen Warren. And now look, he ain't here. And then you had the long drama, still have it, playing out with the 49ers. And that's been a vibe killer. That's been a buzz kill, right? And it looks like the con artist might make him disappear too. And it might be because he traded Deontay Johnson before his time. Deontay could have been the key to an Ayuk deal. Every report I see now says that the 49ers wanted a player from the Steelers included in this deal. We know they would obviously want a receiver. Hello? Deontay could have been that guy. And yes, the plane would have flown backwards to San Francisco carrying him. We know that. But he could have been that guy. So in some ways, it's not a mystery that the vibe ain't great. Or is that just anecdotal or based on 400 respondents to a Twitter poll I had this morning where I asked, would you rather have Russ or Justin Fields as your quarterback for week one? How do you think that turned out, by the way, Limitless Wonder? Did you vote in that poll?
I saw it this morning, but the voting was closed by the time
about
I was trying to vote.
About 400 voters
in
less than an hour. You know, it's just a mini sample. I don't claim to be scientific here. How many do you think, what do you think the breakdown was, percentage-wise?
I feel like it's starting to shift in Justin Fields' direction. Not sure if that's because of the national media perspective. I'm going to say Fields 55, Wilson 45.
Very good.
Is that what it was?
No, it was 53 to 47. So you're very close in favor of Fields. So that's another thing. The guy that you brought in to be the quarterback isn't engendering good vibes. I'm not sure if fairly or unfairly, I think that's the case. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. The crux of this question is very simple. The question itself, despite all these changes, are the Steelers any different than they've essentially been for 7 years? Yeah, they had one really good regular season, although it fell apart in historic fashion, and the rest has just been mediocre. Just mediocre. A fringe, they've become not a team, they're a fringe playoff franchise that has no real hope of winning a Super Bowl. That's sort of their MO right now around the football world. Still a great head coach who never has a losing season, and they're still a great brand. That part is true. It's obviously, they're the Steelers. They're a great brand. People want to watch them. They're on television all the time. Steeler Nation is one of the most phenomenal phenomenons in all of sports. It really is. I mean, anywhere you go, they're filling stadiums. It's incredible. It's just sad that for seven straight years, they haven't won a playoff game. And man, there's not a ton of people who think they're going to snap that streak. It could move to 8 years. 412-928-9370. Talk to me here. 928-9370. Are you excited about this Steelers season, or is it simply rearranging the deck chairs and they're again a fringe playoff team? No better than a fringe playoff team. Give me reasons why I and the rest of the football world should think more of them than that. Let's have a discussion about the Steelers. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We have Destiny's Child at 11 when we shift to Pirate Talk. Key Brian Hayes suddenly on the IL. That's good, since he's been hurt all season and killing them at the plate. Shelty at noon. Things got a little uncomfortable late in the show last week. Lots of questions this week about schemes and the strategy with him moving forward. When are we going to see Jared Jones? The Key Brian Hayes dilemma. Seeing some of the young guys maybe come up. All of that. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Reasons to be excited about the Steelers. Well, you know, things change when TJ Watt is playing, right? Like everything about 8 seconds into the San Francisco opener last year, all the good vibes were shattered. Maybe all the bad vibes are shattered this year early in the opener when we see TJ Watt on the field. It's as simple as that sometimes, right? If the Steelers come out in destruction mode on defense in an opener in an early season game, we've seen that before. We've seen what they did to Joe Burrow early in a season in Cincy. We've seen what they did to Josh Allen early in a season. We saw the defense just outright win them games early last season, including the Cleveland home game, just blatantly won a game that I honestly still feel, I'm not exaggerating, that if Cleveland just knelt on the ball in the second half, they win that game. If they knelt on the ball and punted every time, they would have won that game. But the Steelers' defense, you know, what was it, 3 games into the year, they had as many touchdowns as the offense? So TJ Watt, healthy, motivated, ready for another big year. That's a reason for optimism. George Pickens may be ready to make a big step. You still have young talent on the offensive line. You still, presuming Jalen gets back healthy, have a really good running back tandem, I think. You should be able to put games away late with your pass rush, which is always the MO. Keanu Benton, I think, is going to be a star. And you have Highsmith, Minka, two guys I didn't mention. Joey Porter Jr., I think, is a really good player. There's a lot of talent on that defense. Patrick Queen coming in here. You know? So I think there's a decent chance that when the ball is kicked off in Atlanta, you know, about 10 minutes into that game, we're all going to forget about the bad preseason vibes. But we're living in them right now. 928-9370. Let's go to the phones, shall we? City Limits, our Steelers reaction, brought to you by Bet365.
Here is Greg in Washington getting us started.
Is Jackass Tony on the line at all? Is he calling in today?
No, I have not. I've not yet heard from Jackass Tony.
Got you, Joey.
Tony. It is. Oh, I thought it was
no,
Tony.
No, that was just a clip of Tony.
I thought he was coming out strong. Who is this guy?
This is Greg in Washington. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg. Sorry about that. Well, what's up?
Yeah. First of all, part of the problem, I was pretty disappointed the way that
they traded and handled Mason Rudolph. His first years in the league, he didn't get much playing time, and word came on 93.7 and other articles in the paper that Ben Roethlisberger didn't care for him, wasn't going out of his way to help him. And the training camp before last, Chris Hoke was on 93.7, and announcers were giving him, you know, giving Mason some pretty bad grade reports. And Chris Hoke asked him, do the names Hines Ward and Troy Polamalu ring a bell? And the coach said, well, yeah, but you could tell he didn't know where Chris Hoke was going with it. And Chris Hoke told him, he said, you know, their first year wasn't, they didn't play real well. So Mason's only played 9 games. So then.
Well, what's the overall point here? Because if I came in depressed, I'm now a level 10 on that.
I'll cut to the chase. The last 4 games he played at Pittsburgh, he had a pretty good audition for the starting job. And Tomlin said that Kenny Pickett was going to be the starter and Mason was going to have an equal opportunity to compete for the starting job. And then they bring Russell Wilson in. And the
so your overall point is that they screwed over Mason. He would have been better. Is that right?
Yes. I wanted to give some qualification to what I was saying. But, yeah, I think he would have turned out pretty good.
Well,
they asked George Pickens, not David. Somebody asked him what he thought of Mason. He said, well, he stays in the pocket and throws the ball.
Then, yeah, you might not be wrong. And I appreciate the call, I think. Did you appreciate the call?
Limits? I think that's the, and a texter pointed that out. I think this is the same guy that called in yesterday with Pony and Mueller. And Pony got on this guy and told him to shove it up his ass about Mason Rudolph.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that's the same guy. He was
maybe
a lot more
perhaps
fired up
we
yesterday.
Could replay that call and try to compare the voices and see what happens there. Who knows? He might not be wrong. I don't know. Mason Rudolph actually helped this team late last season. Is he better than Justin Fields? I have no idea. I don't think so. I don't know what to think now.
I don't feel good.
Like I said yesterday as well, it feels like we're living in some world of delusion here with the Steelers. Especially with quarterbacks. I don't know. Things appear to be real and they're not. Things appear to be unreal and they are.
I still think
Tomlin's on television in an interview saying, these guys, I respect the fact they wanted to run to the competition here. They wanted to be here. What choice did they have? Where was Russell Wilson going? Where was Fields going? Nobody wanted them. It's not a question of, they ran to the, what's his saying that he likes? To the battle, not away from it. To the fight. They ran to the fight. They had no choice.
They're sparring partners now.
Or very little choice. Nobody wanted them. They ran to the only people that would hire them. That's where they ran to. And then this idea of, we have to indoctrinate them as Steeler quarterbacks. You had a built-in quarterback when you got here, who's the person mostly responsible for the non-losing streak. That's Ben. His name was Ben. Still is, by the way. When does his podcast start?
That's a good question. Him and Spence. It usually starts up right around football season. It should be like right now.
There's this idea that we're going to indoctrinate these guys into the Steeler way. Well, to bring this first segment full circle, the Steeler way, unfortunately, has become we're a fringe playoff team with no hope of winning a championship. I mean, come on. The Green Bay Packers had an unbelievable tradition in the 1960s, right? The 1960s are done. It's been 7 full years without a playoff win. These are the new generation Steelers. This is who they are right now. This is how they're regarded. Yes, a flagship franchise that attracts eyeballs with an incredible history. kind of like the Packers. But as far as being taken seriously as a contender, as a football team, man, it's been a long, long time. They go 8 years now without a playoff win, maybe with no future at quarterback again after this season. That's a long time in NFL years. That's forever, man. That's about the time. What did Jimmy Johnson coach? 9. John Madden coached 10. Vince Lombardi coached 10. 8 years is forever.
I was in high school.
You can craft a legendary Hall of Fame legacy in 8 years. Or you can establish yourself as a slightly above average franchise that never wins a playoff game. Sort of an afterthought in NFL circles, really. That's where they are. Does it change?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yes, I put a bunch of questions online today that I was asked in my mailbag, because that's what a mailbag is, a bunch of questions. Will, you think Russell Wilson can win a Super Bowl with this team in 2024? No chance. At least if Fields blows up, there's a chance. I don't know what that means. John Wallace, are the Steelers a 500 team? Because as a 58-year-old man who's seen a lot, I have many concerns. Offense looks terrible. Haven't seen number one defense yet. So again, my question is, are they a 500 team? I don't think so, says John Wallace. Justin Belbach, maybe they will be good this year, but it looks like just another 8-8-1 season. The novelty act looks to just keep rolling on. Tomlin will get another extension on top of the extension he just got. I hope I'm wrong. Yells at clouds, this person calls himself, which is great, is it not?
Very nice.
If Wilson starts and is bad, then calls for Fields will replace him, and his Fields is bad, and then Wilson comes back. This man can't write or apparently talk. Pickett and Mason all over again, says Yells at Clouds. Will, why are the Steelers starting Wilson when he gives them zero chance to win a ring, whereas there is at least a tiny chance of a ring with Fields. And then I put the question out, who should start, Wilson or Fields, on a Twitter poll, and I got a bunch of answers like Mason, neither, another choice, please. I just get this feeling that people have been beaten down. It's almost like a pirate mentality on a little bit of a higher level, or maybe a lot higher level, but still a beaten down fan base. Because I don't even think the Steelers themselves are aware of how long 7 years is. 7 years without a playoff win. Well, they make the playoffs every year and they're always in it. Everybody's always in it. It's the NFL. Everybody, you have to be really bad not to be in it. Most teams are in it most of the time. That's a fact. 412-928-9370. And they've also missed the playoffs multiple times in those 7 years too. So they don't make the playoffs every year. Most importantly, are they a Super Bowl team? Are they a legit championship contender? Almost nobody thinks so. In those 7 years, they've had a couple of good regular seasons. The last one, 12-4 in 2020, which was marred by absolutely collapsing beyond belief down. That was like two separate seasons. The 11-0 season and the 1-5 season that included a blowout home playoff loss to a team without a coach who happened to be the Cleveland Browns, the hated Browns. Yeah, but the Steelers have also had years in that stretch of 9-6-1, missed the playoffs, 8-8, missed the playoffs, 9-8, missed the playoffs. So again, the delusion kicks. What, they make the playoffs every year? No, they don't, actually. They've missed half the time in the last 6 years. So please stop saying that. Let's go to the lines.
Here is Mike in Penn Hills. Wants to talk about the quarterbacks.
What's up, Mike?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to try to nail like three things real quick because I know you're busy. It's going to be the same thing again. It's just going to be the same thing again. These guys went 19-27 for 132 yards on Saturday. And Justin Fields might be the better athlete, but it doesn't matter. Like you, everybody, the ESPN, everybody went crazy about this pass to Dez Fitzpatrick. It was an interception. It went through the Bills guy's hand. And he just happened to throw it to where the guy was on his route. So you can just tell if you really watch football and enjoy it, your best option is Russell Wilson, just because he can check down. He's not trying to run out of the pocket, this and that, and all this crazy stuff. But 19 for 27 for 132 is the same thing combined. That's what they were combined.
What's your second point?
My second point is I think they should relax on the Brandon Ayuk trade at $30 million a year because you need a guy that can get him the ball. So you're going to spend $30 million on a wide receiver with two guys that can't get him the ball.
Yeah, man. The most concerning thing of all, and Mike Greenberg took a lot of heat for saying, did they replace two bad quarterbacks with two more bad quarterbacks? There's a lot of people around the league who would say yes to that.
I agree with you. You're better off with a limping Ben because he was a winner.
Well, Russell Wilson's a winner too.
Yeah, but he's not Ben. I'm sorry, but my other thing was...
Well, hopefully he's better than a late-stage Ben, because if he's not, they're in big trouble.
Ben made him 9-8 and was playing late-stage Ben. I just think Russell Wilson, I'm not going to argue with you because I want to get back to the thing I want you to really hear.
No, argue with me. Go ahead, argue with me. Late-stage Ben. Late-stage Ben was better than Kenny Pickett.
Late-stage Ben had 22 touchdowns, 10 picks, can't walk, and threw for 3,900 yards on a team that stinks. That was the last year when they ran him out, but I don't want to get into that. What I really want to get into, maybe they should think about really putting a good package together because they need a quarterback. Their defense was pretty good. If they had like a really good quarterback that could like get the ball to Pickens, like statistically, they have a window where they could win a championship, and maybe they should fire like $300 million at Dak Prescott or something, where you get a guy in here that can win you a Super Bowl. Not $30 million on a receiver you're not going to get the ball to at 19 for 27 for 132 yards.
Where are you from?
I'm from Penn Hills.
Penn Hills. We had to, what's the word for it?
Dump
him.
Yes. He
but you
dumped.
Know what? He spoke a lot of sense, that guy.
He did.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
It was I don't remember
the
from Penn
Hills. The only thing I remember was Penn Hills and Dump.
He spoke a lot of truth there. And he said, I don't know if we got the part, if he had Dump before he said Dak Prescott, but we may be talking about a new quarterback all over again next season. That's just being realistic. I mean, there's nobody out there that would disagree with that, that there's a realistic chance that we could be going through the whole quarterback thing again after the season. There is. And again, I'm still betting on Russell Wilson. I like him. I still think he's good. I don't think he can play if his left tackle or right tackle is getting pushed into his lap on every play. But I still think he's got good football in. Am I willing to bet everything I own on that? Hell no, I'm not. Next.
Joey, have to wait for the system to ramp back up again before we get back.
Well,
to
that
the
means
phone
that
calls.
You and I can entertain the
of
masses.
Course. Let me ask you this, Joe.
Please.
We have all these questions about Fields and Russell Wilson, 2020 vision now. Would you have rather have traded up a couple of spots for a Michael Penix or a Bo Nix?
No.
Even though Bo Nix is kind of lighting it up, and again, we don't want to take too much in from the preseason, but he looks pretty good. He looks poised.
Bo Nix did look good.
He looks composed
but
in the pocket.
There's so much to see. I mean, Justin Fields has looked like a world beater. And I'm not writing off Justin Fields, by the way, either.
I think he should start.
I'm not writing him off for the future. It's just that what I have seen is I would say he's a much more athletic, like in a different universe, Kenny Pickett. That's what I see. I don't see a guy who really processes the game. I don't. I see a guy who flees the pocket like Kenny did. Now, he can make better things happen when he flees the pocket, but history is littered with these guys, and that's the name of the game. Russell Wilson can. He has processed the game. People like Kenny Pickett and Tim Tebow and Johnny Football and all these other first-round picks who have failed, couldn't. And I'm not sure I've seen it yet from Fields in any way, shape, or form in his time. Now, could I see Justin Fields as a guy where you line up, and I've said this many times, but I'll say it again, where you just say, screw it, Russell Wilson is not the guy. You decide that 2, 3, 4 games into the season. And you say, we're going to batten down the hatches here and just run the ball at you with 2 running backs and Justin Fields in a read option. Here we come. Read option, a lot of play action, downhill all the time. I could see that scenario developing. Can we get back to the phones?
Yes, we can. Let's go to Scott. He's in the car.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Never been better. You?
I like the answer. I'll go with that as well. I just have a couple things with the Steelers. One, we are all very emotional, and like you, Joe, I am trying not to read into the preseason like we did last year, thinking Kenny Pickett was a 158.6 quarterback. I was at the game this past weekend, and there wasn't much to cheer for. We definitely need our front line to come together, and the left tackle's a joke. Put Jones at left tackle. Let him be there, sink or swim. I'm good with that. But the one shining moment of the preseason game that I did like was, even though it was called out of bounds, there was a go route on the outside to Pickens when Wilson was playing. He was looking off the safety, turned left. He dropped that ball 45 yards down the sideline, just inches away from being perfect. If that ball would have been caught as a completion, I think we'd be having a different talk about Russell Wilson altogether.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. I'm with you on this. The people who judged him so harshly after that game, it's ridiculous, and I appreciate the call. And again, I think Russell Wilson can still play. He should be the starter. He will be the starter. And you got to give him a chance to get sort of enmeshed in this system and see if he can run this offense. I'm not sure it's going to happen week one either. He needs somewhat of a chance to get moving here. Next.
Here's Brian in Brookline.
Hello, Brian in Brookline.
Hi, Joseph. How are you today?
Good. What's up?
I'm going to try to cheer you up. So last year, we were watching Kenny Pickett light it on fire in the preseason, and the Steelers winning all their games, and everybody was, you know, singing Kumbaya. So now, this year, where it's the total opposite. Yes, it's the preseason. Here's what to look forward to. We don't have Matt Canada. We have two quarterbacks who could throw the ball 50 yards in the air. We can take deep shots. So these are all positives. We didn't have these last year. We were too busy running backwards or doing jet sweeps. So these are going to be positive things, Joe. So
I like that.
I hope that helps.
I like that. Those are good vibes. I don't remember what he said already, City Limits. Do you? I became very distracted in the middle of that call. What did he say? You don't know either because you weren't paying attention.
I was paying attention. Brian is still on the line if you'd like to ask him again.
What did you say, Brian?
Joe, I said, look at the positives. We have not one, but two quarterbacks who could throw the ball 50 yards in the air. We didn't have that last year. Okay?
Every quarterback can throw it 50 yards in the air. The question is, can they throw it accurately under pressure?
Yeah, so we didn't run jet sweeps. We had last year was jet sweeps and run people running backwards. Well, we ain't going to have that this year. So look at the positive things with maybe some scheming things that will be totally different.
Man, I hope
Matt
so.
Canada.
I hope so. I appreciate the call. Let's take one more Limitless Wonder.
I want winners, not sinners.
The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. An entire nation awaits with bated breath for Destiny's Child. Andrew Destin of the Post-Gazette coming up at 11 o'clock. They're going to shut down Skeens. What's up with Key Brian Hayes? Where are all the young guys, etc.? But let's take one last call on the state of the Steelers.
Kevin in the North Hills.
Hey, Kevin.
Did you mean Tim by chance?
Either one is fine. Hi, Tim.
I haven't gone by Kevin before.
Well, that was City Limits' fault. What happened?
That is my fault. I'm sorry. I heard you wrong.
No, don't worry about it.
That's what I like about City Limits, Tim.
Take ownership.
He takes ownership immediately and delivers unqualified apologies. He didn't say, I'm sorry for whoever I have offended, or I'm sorry if this, that, or the other thing. He just says, I'm sorry. That's what an apology should be. Do you agree, Tim?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Kevin isn't a bad name either. So I've been called worse, mostly by my wife. So.
All right. What do you got?
Joe, you know, I think you and I feel sort of the same way about Russell Wilson. I know a few callers have really gotten into that. I look at his worst season, 16 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. I mean, you know, I think Mike Tomlin would have done anything last year to have that kind of production. So. If we can even get, one of his worst years, that would be a lot better than last year. But I even just look at the defense, and there are some holes, yes. Corner, I'm not as sold on Mike Tomlin as I was years ago. I've been constantly defending him. I'm running out of reasons to defend him. But, if he can develop some of these young corners, they might be able to step up and play a good role. But last year we didn't have a Patrick Queen. Minka Fitzpatrick will be able to, hopefully play more of the role that he's meant to play and not the one he played last year. And I know the offense will struggle in the beginning as they kind of adapt to a whole new scheme and everything like that, but the schedule isn't terrible at the beginning of the year, in my opinion. So, are they a Super Bowl contender? As long as Patrick Mahomes is in Kansas City, I'm not sure. If that'll ever be the case.
Well, let's pick a team. Who's the most likely team to play? I guess this is kind of the good news, is I don't think that there's a clear-cut favorite to be the team opposite Kansas City in the AFC title game. And I'll invite you in here, Tim. It's just me, you, and City Limits and our opinions. I would say here's the list of teams that I think have a realistic chance to be playing Kansas City in the AFC title game. Jets, Bills, Dolphins, Ravens, Bengals, Texans, Jags, Chiefs. Maybe the Steelers, if everything goes great.
Chargers.
The Chargers? Do you agree with that, Tim?
I don't know about the Chargers. Harbaugh, he can – I've seen him work wonders before, but I just feel like they're still
– Who's your pick to be in that game?
Joe, here's the thing is, I would probably pick, I could see Baltimore, I could see Miami, but I could see
– Who are you, Bob Pompiani? Pick a team, Tim. Let's go here. Pick a team to play in the AFC title game.
If you're going to hold me to a team, you know what? I'm going to stay optimistic, and I'm going to say Pittsburgh Steelers.
Holy bird milk. Well, thank you, Kevin.
I don't know if I believe it.
We appreciate it. We appreciate the call. I'm going to pick Houston. Who are you picking?
Cincinnati.
That's definitive. That was a good call. He sounded like somebody. Mr. Rogers, maybe? His voice sounded like a very familiar voice from my life. Well, not him, but a lot of people.
But a very familiar voice.
It's an actor's voice or a TV, some sort of, I don't know what it is. He sounded like somebody. He sounded like a very nice man, didn't he?
Oh, yeah,
I've never met him, and I would trust him. I would trust him with anything.
Tim, Kevin, no matter what he is.
No matter who he is. Tim. Right now, I would lend Tim money if he needed it. Would you? I would trust him to watch my house, and I just heard him for 2 minutes.
I don't know if I'd trust him to look at my house.
Your house is amazing. And when's your pool party, City Limits?
I was thinking about this, and I have not broached the subject with other people who are going to make this final decision, but I think maybe next weekend we should have it.
I think we should on Saturday.
Steelers don't play?
In fact, I'm showing up whether there's a party or not.
Well, it wouldn't be Saturday because I'm planning on going to Penn State, West Virginia. I still need to get my tickets. If anybody has a connection out there on the text line that can help me not spend $300.
Wow. City Limits soliciting things. This is incredible.
Yes, I tried to solicit help from Crowley, and the help has not been rewarded yet.
Where's the game?
West Virginia. It's the most expensive college football game in the first slate of games.
No, it's not.
All year. It is.
I'm going to look it up. Can I use one of my Paul pauses right now?
You
go ahead.
Sure can, yes. You have one Paul pause remaining. If you win both Paul pauses, do you get a third Paul pause?
I don't know if I'm winning this
one.
You win
your challenge.
I'm looking up West Virginia, Penn State on...
at least $230 right now.
On SeatGeek. Penn State at West Virginia. Here
now,
it is. How many tickets? I want two tickets.
I want two tickets.
Me and City Limits.
Yes.
We can get in for $266.
Does that include fees?
Oh, please.
I didn't know we were including fees.
Fees
are ridiculous, by the way. The fees are astronomically terrible.
I'll pay for half your ticket because I know how bad you want to go.
If you can get in
for $260 or less, I'll pay for half your ticket. Deal?
Can I hold you to that?
Yes. Are you going to go by yourself?
No, I'm going with my sister.
I'll pay for half her ticket.
I'll pay
for a ticket. One of your
you
two
know what
tickets.
That would be?
With the sister that I met?
That's what it would be. Yes, the sister that you met.
She's really nice.
Yeah, she
what
goes
a nice
to Penn
family.
State.
Your family is... Tim should be in your family. Your family
you know,
is so nice.
I'm really growing on Tim. I think you should, too. Maybe he could be an adopted uncle of mine. The uncle I never had. I have three uncles. I love them
dearly.
And
your sister and Tim to the game, if you don't mind.
I think that would be great.
I will seriously pay for a ticket. One of two. Just go on SeatGeek and buy them right now.
SeatGeek or Vivid?
Either one. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to look right now.
Fan weather, the Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions, sunchevy.com, high of 70 today with cloud. Yesterday it said it was going to be sunny and it was cloudy. Today they said it was going to be cloudy.
It is cloudy.
Yeah, it is cloudy, actually. 2 seconds ago it was sunny.
Well, I mean, the weather does fluctuate. It doesn't stay the same the whole time.
That's it. I'm not paying for your ticket.
Do you like fluctuate? Is that vocabulary word?
I mean, that's a good word. Yeah.
I'm starting to pull out my dictionary and my thesaurus
like
Malzi.
That got off to a very bad start, that statement, but I'm glad that it ended the way it did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.